one evening with a professor of Greek whom she has picked up in the street, and who pretends to be a salvationist and actually plays the big drum for her in public, because he has fallen head over ears in love with her.
Yes, I was certainly rather taken aback when I heard they were engaged. Our Cousins is a very nice fellow, certainly. Nobody would ever guess that he was born in Australia, but...
Oh, Adolphus Cousins will make a very good husband. After all, nobody can say a word against Greek. It stamps a man at once as an educated gentleman.
Oh, of course, I was thinking only of his income. However, he is not likely to be extravagant.
Don't be too sure of that, Stephen. I know you're quiet, simple, refined, poetic people like Adolphus, quite content with the best of everything. They cost more than your extravagant people, who are always as miserly as they are second rate. No, Barbara will need at least £2,000 a year. Besides, my dear, you must marry soon, and I am trying to arrange something for you.
That's very good of you, Mother, but perhaps I had better arrange that for myself.
Nonsense. You are much too young to begin matchmaking. You would be taken in by some pretty little nobody. Of course, I don't mean that you are not to be consulted. You know that as well as I do. Now, don't sulk, Stephen.
I'm not sulking, Mother. Now, what has all this got to do with my father?
My dear Stephen, where?